Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article from Monday, September 29, 2025, is Casey Stengel. Charles Dillon Casey Stengel, July 30, 1890, September 29, 1975, was an American Major League Baseball, MLB, right fielder and manager, best known as the manager of the championship New York Yankees of the 1950s and later, the expansion New York Mets. Nicknamed the Old Professor, he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1966. Stengel was born in Kansas City, Missouri, in 1890. In 1910, he began a professional baseball career that would span over half a century. After almost three seasons in the minor leagues, Stengel reached the major leagues late in 1912, as an outfielder, for the Brooklyn Dodgers. His six seasons there saw some success, among them playing for Brooklyn's 1916 National League Championship team, but he also developed a reputation as a clown. After repeated clashes over pay with the Dodgers owner, Charlie Ebbets, Stengel was traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1918, however, he enlisted in the Navy that summer. For the remainder of World War II after returning to baseball, he continued his pay disputes, resulting in trades to the Philadelphia Phillies, in 1919, and to the New York Giants, in 1921. There, he learned much about baseball from the manager, John McGraw, and had a number of highlights in his career, including hitting an inside-the-park home run in Game 1 of the 1923 World Series to defeat the Yankees. His major league playing career ended with the Boston Braves in 1925, but he then began a career as a manager. The first 20 years of Stengel's second career brought mostly poor finishes, especially during his MLB managerial stints with the Dodgers, 1934-1936, and Braves, 1938-1943. He thereafter enjoyed some success on the minor league level, and Yankee general manager George Wise hired him as manager in October 1948. Stengel's Yankees won the World Series five consecutive times, 1949-1953, the only time that has been achieved. Although the team won 10 pennants in his 12 seasons, and won seven World Series, his final 2 years brought less success, with a third-place finish in 1959, and a loss in the 1960 World Series. By then aged 70, he was dismissed by the Yankees shortly after the defeat. Stengel had become well known for his humorous and sometimes disjointed way of speech during his time with the Yankees, and these skills of showmanship served the expansion Mets well when they hired him in late 1961. He promoted the team tirelessly, as well as managing it to a 40-120 win-loss record, the most losses of any 20th century MLB team. The team finished last all 4 years he managed it, but was boosted by considerable support from fans. Stengel retired in 1965, and became a fixture at baseball events for the rest of his life. Although Stengel is sometimes described as one of the great managers in Major League history, others have contrasted his success during the Yankee years with his lack of success at other times, and concluded he was a good manager only when given good players. Stengel is remembered as one of the great characters in baseball history. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 059 UTC on Monday, September 29, 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Casey Stengel. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Generative Sally.